Hello?
Hey, David. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Who is this?
Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
I don't think, I think you have the wrong number. I'm just playing, That would be very, very bad if we talk for that, long and then I tell you you have the wrong number.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool, but, you know, I just try to be patient.
Yeah. I'm literally thinking of listening to the bank right now.
Okay, should I just hold for you, or do you want me to call back?
If you want, you can hold.
I don't mind holding.
I enjoy speaking to you.
Yeah, I don't mind holding. While I'm holding, are you going through the drive-thru, or are you going to go into the bank?
I'll go to the ATM.
Okay, so what's your last name?
Abergel. A-B-E-R-G-E-L. And then a lot of people get O in the end, but it's L. Like, L is in Larry.
Mm-hmm. Abergel.
Yeah.
What nationality are you?
I'm Israeli.
Israeli?
Yeah. Actually, very funny. My last name is French Moroccan, and France plays Morocco in about an hour. Yeah.
Well, I knew that you had something special in you because I could tell in the accent you have a little accent, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is the best email address for you?
David.
Mm-hmm.
Dot. Five star, the number five.
Mm-hmm.
Star.
Mm-hmm.
Lock.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry. That's my business name. It's D dot five, the number five star, locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
With an S in the end after Smith.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Cool. Okay. So while you're going...
My head's all over the place today.
It's okay. I'm going to walk you through everything. So while you're doing that, I'm sending out a series of emails and text messages. The first two emails coming through are from me, Amy Nelson, at localsplash.com. And it's going to be labeled Google Advertising. So it's going to have everything that we're giving you in this exact program. And... it's also going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. So that what that's going to be is going to be an overview of the tracking and reporting system. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So they're coming through to you now. And then I'm also going to send out a text with the number for client support as well as a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, I have a couple of questions. For the Google Business profile that you set up, David, do you have access to still log into that, or is it completely locked out?
It's my email and password, no?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be, but sometimes people, when it gets suspended, sometimes people get completely locked out. So I'm just checking to see kind of like what status you're at.
No, I'm not locked out.
Okay. And then the business address, or I'm assuming this is a home office at 5703 Natick Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is there any suite or apartment number?
No. But
no.
I don't want this. Here's
okay.
The thing. I don't want it to be visible on Google. I don't want people to know my...
I understand. Nobody's going to have your personal information. I completely understand. We're going to keep your personal information private. I'm just checking, double checking each and every single box because I want to see if there's something within this portion of it that we would be able to, maybe it was a little key piece that was missed. Sometimes when you're sending the verification code, people don't know you can't send a verification code to a PO box. Google doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understood.
Yeah, but so maybe if there was like a suite number or apartment number or some small little tiny piece that keystroke that was missed, I want to try to take care of that as quickly as possible. That's the only reason I'm asking that stuff. But we understand that you're a mobile business and you don't have clients coming in to you directly. You go out to the clients and Google respects that. Therefore, we have the ability to go ahead and hide the address, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, about how many times have you attempted verification?
I did on other accounts too, but I never got that far. Every time they asked me for the Google, for the video, like mm-hmm. for Google, I never submitted.
Okay. We can submit the video on your behalf. That's not a problem. Let me see here.
How do you do that? You go out to my location?
I'm not exactly sure how they do it. That's all done through client onboarding, but if when we submit you, if they tell us that we need a video, we'll figure out a way to take care of it. I have no doubt about that. We get people verified all the time with these situations. So, suspended. Okay. Okay. I'm just very heavily notating your account on what your experience has been so far. So give me just a second here. I'm just kind of getting a few things. Now, I have the ability to conduct your client interview today. Client interviews are done. And we block off the entire hour. The call itself usually only takes approximately 20 to 30 minutes, but we like to block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. Now, when we contact you, as long as I'm available, David, then I will be the one to go ahead and contact you myself from our 877 phone number and introduce you to your client onboarding agent. I have available appointment times for client onboarding today between 11 and 12, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or 3 and 4. Which time frame is best for you?
11 and 12, that's in 30 minutes.
Yes. So that we will be contacting you between 11 and 12. It will not be exactly necessarily on the nose of 11 a.m. Okay, I just want to be clear about that in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. We want to get that squared away. Now, let me see here. You're going to receive an email notification of that appointment time. What are your hours of operation? Is it 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page?
No.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Everything but PayPal and Cash App.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, so you have the website, you take cash, check. You said you don't take PayPal or Cash App, right? So you take Venmo and Zelle?
Yeah.
And then you take credit and debit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And are you completely happy with your website, or did you want it rebuilt?
I want to start making money.
Okay. Well, it's included with the package, so that's why I'm offering it to you. It is something that we have available. If at any point you choose to take advantage of that, then you can. Okay. You have all licensing, insurance, and tax ID information, correct?
Yeah.
When Local Splash contacts you, David, do you prefer for us to contact you via phone call, text message, email?
Say again?
How do you prefer for Local Splash to contact you? When we have a question or may need to make an adjustment, do you prefer for us to contact you phone call? Perfect. Okay, beautiful. And when we do contact you, we'll be contacting you from our 877 phone number, just so you're aware. Now, for the services, are you offering auto as well as
yeah.
Are you offering auto lockouts as well as homes and things like that, rekeys, everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. Small businesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I offer everything in the world except for drugs.
Except for what?
Drugs.
Oh, well, that's good. Nobody needs those. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. They accepted the client onboarding. And then I'm going to assign the package now. I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is the card we're putting on file have your middle initial or just your first and last name?
Middle initial.
Which is?
J. Yeah.
Okay. And David, is the billing address for the card we're putting on file the 5703 Natick Avenue?
No.
What is the billing address for the card?
18307 Burbank Boulevard.
Burbank Boulevard?
Yeah.
Okay. City?
Tarzana, California.
Tarzana? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Zip code?
91356.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 5572.
Mm-hmm.
8100.
Okay.
7815.
Mm-hmm.
6857.
Expiration month and year?
1127.
And the three-digit code on the back?
988.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for $199. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Five Star Locking.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Abergill, owner.
David, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
That's three actual days, the 24 business hours, okay?
Say it again?
The 24 business hours is three actual days because there's only 8 business hours in a day. So we just like to make you aware that we know you guys get busy and sometimes you can't get back to us right away. So we ask, that's why it's 24 business hours. So for this, the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is December 14th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes. There are no additional click fees, no additional call fees or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 14th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of February. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
But next month is January.
Next month is January, so we ask you for 30 to 45 days to get everything set up and moving forward. So if you want to pause your service or cancel your service, we ask that you do so after the 30 to 45 day mark, which is February.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, David, did you see the text message come through? This is David J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
You didn't put that you're going to contact. Sorry, you didn't. They're not going to tell me every time David J., right?
Yeah, it actually is going to tell. The public won't contact you like that, but if that's how your credit card reads, that's how we have to address it. So we'll contact you just by your name, David, but that's how it comes over in writing. And the client, your clients won't know that either. It'll be kept private. Absolutely. I just need you to click on the link that is provided there. For account purposes, everything has to be set up legally. So that's why it has your first name, middle initial. I'm sending you out a text message now with the terms and conditions. You can go ahead and click on the link I provided you there.
No, but I certify that I'm authorized.
Yes. Make sure you click the box and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name. No periods or dots. Once that's done, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. Username is always going to be the phone number for the business. The password will be auto-generated in 3 to 5 days' time. So this is the tracking and reporting system, David. And what we do is we go ahead and send out text message and email a link to you saying, here's the login credentials for your tracking and reporting system. As of this very moment, we don't have anything in your tracking system, and the password has not been auto-generated because we have to conduct your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
Your client interview is scheduled for today between 11 and 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I go to lunch at 11:15, so as long as they start the your interview, as long as they finish up with the guy in front of you and start the interview before 11:15, then I'll be the one to call and introduce you to your agent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that number's we're going to be calling you from our 877 phone number. Now, David, do you have any more questions for me at the moment?
What's the first things first? I know you said about Google, it'll take time. But what can you get up and running for me? Not today, obviously.
The all of the directories and attaching your website to all of the directories. This is one of the most important and crucial steps that we can get going right now. So during client interview, they're going to ask you if there's any specific directories that you want to be listed with. You just say all of them. You want to be listed with all of the directories. They're going to also offer you the call tracking, which is going to go ahead and it's going to put a call tracking phone number on there to eliminate spam and robocalls. I would suggest taking advantage of that as well, because then we're able to make sure that any of those scam calls, they're not coming through to you directly. Okay. Now, the point of getting the 60-plus premium directories up and running, David, and what this does for you is this is going to attach your website everywhere that the business name is listed. People are going to get exposure to your company, and I had a guy just this week who had this exact situation, and he was actually out of Minnesota. He was an installation company, and he was super-duper surprised because he got a call within the first 8 days because we were able to go ahead and get everything completely moving forward for him and get all of those directories. So he took full advantage of it. Companies who don't take advantage of all the directories, you know, they still see activity and everything, but this is just an added form of protection that's going to increase your visibility and it's going to get you out there further.
Got it.
Okay? Those are the things that we can get going for you right away and get everything moving forward. Let them know during client onboarding that you do have access to your Google business profile that you set up. It's just currently suspended, and they will go ahead and send you an invitation for manager, meaning we want to go in and manage it, and we need to look at it from the back end. So they're going to ask for the login credentials. Let them know you're willing to give them the login credentials now on the phone call. All of these things are going to expedite the process, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, any more questions for me?
No, that's it. Just please don't automatically change your business. So we don't do that. I've heard that before.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're here to help you. We're not going to change your business. You can call back in any time that you want. We're here to help you, okay?
I've had that before. Somebody told me, I don't know what you're talking about. This is not, you have the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So,
that's absolutely awful. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I just hope that this will work, honestly.
This is going to work, absolutely.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye now.